David Guetta and Sia, that is Titanium on Radio Air. Good morning, it's Caroline and Ant for breakfast.
Morning, looks okay today. I thought it was going to be ropey, but it's not too bad. Overcast, highs of 15 degrees.
When the going gets tough, the good people of West Yorkshire step forward. Caroline and Ant's good people doing good.
I don't know about you, but it just makes me feel a little bit more comfortable with the world to know that there are people who, even in this time of crisis, are stepping up to the plate out of the goodness of their own heart and just doing some really kind things.
Yes. Now, we are speaking to Nick this morning. We've actually already spoken to Nick once on Good People Doing Good. But since we last spoke to him, he's done more good. So it is worth speaking to him again. He was making like bits of PPE and stuff, I think.
And he'd done like an app to help kids learn how to wash their hands, and he'd made a bit of key ring to stop people having to touch door handles and all sorts. But Nick, you're still going. You're still up to it. Tell us a bit more about what you were up to.
I personally made and sent out 4,000 different things, and I found another 4,000 people that I've been able to help by linking them up with other people. And now this amazing person from Frontline Face Shield, East Anglia, got in touch and he said, Nick, would you like to be a face shield hub for me?
A face shield hub?
A hub, a distribution hub.
Oh, wow, this has gone big time. So you were making PPE just in the local area, and now you're spreading to East Anglia.
Well, no, East Anglia, They have made and donated 17,000 face shields.
I see. And now
some anonymous donor got in touch with them and said, look, here's 11,000 CE marked face shields. Can you help us distribute them?
This is amazing. This is good.
Oh, wow.
Did they just get in touch out of nowhere?
I think there was a lot of begging involved.
Right, I see, yeah.
To be honest, if begging can get you 11,000 face shields, then I think beg away. So now you're setting yourself up as this hub, so people can get in contact with you if they need any PPE, and you can sort of point them in the right direction and get stuff posted out.
Well, posted out or collected from Morley. But we're really fortunate. They're not in short supply anymore. But the problem is, how do we find the faces that need these face shields?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Nick, how do you find the time? Because you're a busy man.
I really don't know. I need people to pick up the phone, and I need people to ring all of their friends and family who work in public services. If you know any barbers or saloon workers, supermarket staff, dentists, school teachers, bus drivers, community workers, just if you know anybody who works face-to-face with the public, get them to email help@thewillofthepeople.lib and I'll get them some free CE-marked face shields.
You've just reminded me of something. You've said, they're not in such short supply anymore, but they might be when things like barbers and non-essential retail do reopen.
All these people need to go back to work so that we can start to resume some form of normality.
Absolutely. 100%. And Nick, you are without a doubt a good person. Caroline, we may be speaking to Nick again. I don't know.
I imagine we will be. Judging by this, probably multiple times over.
But we can speak to other people as well. We want to hear about anybody that you know that is doing good around Leeds and West Yorkshire, don't we?
You can get in contact with us. Give us a call, Leeds 23 44 963.
Across West Yorkshire, Radio Air. News.